in order to be mechazik our understanding of what we were learning in the Sichas Aran, we're learning some Torah from Reb Tzadik HaKain in Lublin. We're learning in Divrei Seifrim. Last week you had two pages, so this is the third page, the one you just got now from Sichas HaTzadik. So we're on page two. Divrei Seifrim from the end of Ois Chaf Aleph, and we're talking about Rotzen. So Rabbi Nachman, as we learned, saying over and over that the Iker is the Rotzen, is a person's Rotzen, and we're learning in Reb Tzadik also that the Rotzen is that which, the true Rotzen of a person is that which is b'mamakeh halev, which is in the deepest part of the person, which is also, which is oftentimes contradicted by the person's intellect, by what he's thinking. And what we ended with last week was the classic example in the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, it's so famous, that the person has to give the get mirotzen, willingly. The Bezin has determined that this person should be giving a get to his wife, and he has to give it willingly. He can't be forced to give the get. And he says he doesn't want to, so the din is kaifen aysai, even to give him, to hit him. Ad sheyemi reitzani, till he says, I want. And the Rambam explains it. That's truly what he wants. What that's telling us is that there's what a person might think, the person thinks that he wants in his mind, and then there's the rotzen that's in the oimek halev of a Jew, which because of that oimek halev, even if a person wasn't able to do a mitzvah the opposite way, and he wants to do the mitzvah, and he's not able to, that's ma'alo v'kosov kilu asah, it's as if he did it. And that's really what the Kohen explains at the end of Ois Chaf Aleph. Even if the person's intentions is to do the mitzvah, and not even to do lishma, he has some ulterior motive for doing a mitzvah, which we know is not something which is admired in the Svar Makedoshim, if a person does something with an ulterior motive. But what Reb Tzadik is explaining is that the ulterior motive is the ulterior of the person. It is an ulterior motive, but that's the ulterior. The interior motive of a Jew is always to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's the interior motive of a Jew. Therefore, he explains at the end of Ois Chaf Aleph, if you have on page 2 from last week, the last paragraph before Chav Beis, where it says, V'nira oi. The gam b'chishav lasas mitzvah shloi l'shnoa v'nenas. That even if a person chishav lasas mitzvah shloi l'shnoa v'nenas, gam ken malo v'kosov k'asah afagav d'machshav v'haysa shloi l'shnoa. Even if a person's machshava was shloi l'shma, was not really with the correct intent l'shem the mitzvah, zeh mitzad ha-se'or ha-mabalbalai. It's as we learn, it's because of what we learned last week. There is something artificial that is sitting upon the heart, and as a result of that, the person is confused. It's mabalbal him, it confuses him. So in his mind, he has other thoughts and other reasons for doing the mitzvah. But the oimek machshavta yiritzani loikain. But the oimek hamachshava, deeper inside, it's not true. Even though this has to be explained in light of many sugyas and shitas and halacha, which the Kohen goes through in many different places in his writings, we don't have time for that. It's a very big inyan. After the brackets, he says, still, this is all a kindness from Hashem, like we learned last week, remember? Kima asayim. That Hashem's kindness is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such a gift that even though there's a part of us that's resisting this mitzvah. There's a part of us that is fighting against Kedusha. But that part inside that wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, which is the ikkar of the person, Hashem doesn't have to count that. Doesn't have to. He created us and He put us into a world of free choice, and we're supposed to make the right choices. Sometimes we don't. And Afal Pichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gazes into the essence of a Jew and the ikkar Ratzon of a person, therefore that's mamtik the din, and that softens any punishment. And that could create a situation where even though the person, Be'emes, is saying, I don't want to do the right thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still looks inside the person. Hashem doesn't have to do that. Therefore, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asik. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. That he has this thing that he works out with the Oymek HaLev of a Jew. But you and I can't use that, you understand? We can't be Simach on that. We can't go out to do Averis and say, look, God knows that deep in my heart I'm a tzaddik. You can't be Simach on that. And you can't not do mitzvahs, and you can't lie there in bed when it comes time for davening and say, enough, give me the Baruch Hu. Looks inside, he knows that I'd rather be in davening. That's who I really am. And that he's going to judge me by who I really am. That's not our Isaac. That's not our Indian at all to be Isaac in that. a person's afterwards, Chalila, a person's Nichshel in something. Either he didn't aveir, or he wasn't able to lift himself up to do a mitzvah, then he has to be mechazik himself with that truth. But that's never, ever to be used as an excuse, God forbid. That's the Baruch Shalom's Isaac, how he counts these things. Chazal revealed to us this truth. Obviously, people are going to abuse that. They're going to misuse that. That's how people are. The same way the Mishnah at the end of Yuma says, there's a Jew that says, Echtav Oshav. He knows that Hashem is so compassionate, so he figures he'll do an Aveira, and he says, I'll do tshuva. Besides the nigla of Torah, the Mishnah says that Ema speak milos, that guy is always on that program. And meaning that he's always in a state of Echtav Oshav. And Ema speak in the end, if he makes a cheshem like that, it doesn't work out for him. Even though Hashem has a tikkun for that person also, of course. But that's not our cheshem, to be Echtav Oshav. Or to say, I'm an onus. I can't do this mitzvah. It's hard for me, this mitzvah. It could be it is. The only way you'll know is if you try. And you try hard. And if you try hard and you're not able to do that, then the Baruch Shalom is the one who looks in and knows whether or not you had an emissary Ratzon, whether your Ratzon was sincere or wasn't sincere. But underneath all of that, the deepest Ratzon of a Jew is to do the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what he says. That Hashem does that, that's a chesed. That he counts these things in such a way. It's a chesed. Al mitzad ha'adam, as far as we're concerned, you and I, our intention has to always to be, must always be to try to think that the mitzvah should be done l'shem shemayim, and to have the right kavana. Like it says in the Mishnah, and our intention should be to the mitzvah just to get nachas ruach to Hashem, not to be rewarded, and not to get anything, just to do the ratzon Hashem. That's our mitzideinu. That's our kavanah. That's our kavanah. But the ikur is the ratzon. And Rav Tzadok goes on in Chav Beis. We've spoken about this many times over the years. We're just going to do a little part of this. And this is. All part of the same Torah. Ikke chashivas amaisa. The ikke chashivas, the main chashivas of what a person does. Kasha ein lei margish kolkach hayakus sheyeshba. Listen carefully. The Tzaddik says that the ikke chashivas in the maisa that a person does is when he doesn't feel and he doesn't recognize, he doesn't notice how chashiv this ma'aseh is, how precious this is. That's the ikke chashivas, is when a person does something that's good, he does something that's right, not because it's been built up so much in his mind that this is such a gewaldige choshevah thing, that and because of that chashivas that he understands, that he's been taught, he's motivated to do this. That's not the ikke chashivas of a maisa mitzvah. Again, we learn, we try to learn whatever we can. But the ikke chashivas, what Tzaddik says, is dafka the opposite. Kasha einoi margish kol kach hayakur sheyesh. I don't understand what this means. The ikke chashivas is when you don't realize how chashiv this is. You don't think about it. Da'az lav rabusa kol kach lashek b'davi yakur. If something is very, very special, if something is very precious, then it's not such a chiddush that a person should have a cheshek for that. If it's something which is, you understand, is so chashiv, was for a person to daven ni'ila with some kavana, every single person knows that ni'ila is ni'ila, and the whole year and the whole life and everything is ni'ila. So the person is able to be machshiv ni'ila and to pour his heart out by ni'ila. It's very, very beautiful, but it's not the ikka chashivs. But when it's a marav on a Monday night in the ear, and it's not habahurach mihaber meliashes, it's a benching, and there are people waiting for you or something. You have to get back to somewhere. You're benching, and it's not because this is the benching of the year. It's Erev Yom Kippur or something, or it's the Haggadah. Stam a day, stam a lunch or a supper, and the person doesn't know the chshivas of this benching. He knows that bechlal to make a brach is a good thing and benching is a din, but he doesn't know the chshivas of this. And afal pichein, he does it carefully, and he does it in a beautiful way. So Tzaddik says it's the ikke chashivas in such a maisa, that he wants to do such a thing in a nice way. He wants to do it in a beautiful way where his seichel is telling him it's a stam, a regular benching. It's a regular bracha. Or there's an inyan of a ben adam chaveray that no one is going to know that you did this to help some person. It's not going to be on the email from anybody, understand it. They're not going to be blogging about what a hero you are. And you did something chashiv. Stam. It was someplace and you had a, and there was a person, that, even whatever, a stranger. And you had a rotzen to do something nice to help that person. And no one's going to know, and they don't know your name, and you don't think it's a big deal. Who cares? Dafka those things, what Tzaddik says, it's the ikke chashivas. The ikke chashivas is by these things. Like what a person thinks. It's the ikke chashivas. Because there's not something in his mind that's telling him that this is chashiv. There's not somebody outside of himself that's building this up and to say, we got you being followed by photographers and they're going to put this into the newspaper or something. It's not. But he's miyake that moment in his heart to do the right thing, to do something good, to do something nice. So Tzaddik says that's the ikke chashivas. Al kasha eni yedeya kol kach ha-chashivas shabayim. When the person doesn't know kol kach so much the chashivas shabayim. Like I told you a few months ago, this boy in the country that said such a musa saying to me and to this chassidish fellow that we were talking to him, that he went to yeshivas and he got very, very away from that whole life of Torah of Yiddishkeit. And this tzaddik that goes around in the country during the summer, there's a friend of mine, Mamshet Tzaddik, he goes around at night to these parties and he goes to talk to the kids and on the street and mechazik them. And he's brought many of them back to Yiddishkeit. This is a chiddush of a yid. I don't want to say his name, he'd be very upset at me. Mamshet a chiddush of a yid. He goes on Sunday morning. He goes on Sunday morning. There are a few places that he knows that they have their Hashem Yirachem parties all night, Moshe Shabbos, and guys and girls and stuff, very, very bad things. And he goes there, his Rebbetzin cooks 100 breakfasts. And he goes to these places and he brings breakfast to them, to the guys and the girls that are over there. He brings breakfast to them and says, he comes in a Maidan Nilafanach. No, it's a Chiddush of Yid. He's like a Baal Shem Tov Zuyid this year. A very, very special person. So I was once on a Sunday morning, I told this to you a few months ago, on a Sunday morning, I was going to shul. It's 8 o'clock over there, Davin. I was going at 8 o'clock to shul. And the tzaddik is coming back with his bacha. He's just coming, you understand? He's bringing him into the bungalow. I guess for breakfast or to talk to him, I don't know. He's bringing him in. He's after a whole night of veves, you know, a whole night of craziness. He's just bringing this bacha in. And I happen to be going to shul, so the tzaddik comes over, he says to me, he says, oh, I just want to introduce this to my friend. There's a guy here that's like, he's got such a look on his face, and Nabuch, and all kinds of things. And he said, this is like my friend, and he holds his arm around him. He's my friend. I don't remember what the name was ever. It's Shimon Yitzchak. I don't remember the name. He told me the name. And he introduces him, so I say, oh, well, this is Jesus. He says, Shalom Aleichem. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? This and that. So this Bacha says such a strong word. He was very sweet, but he said like a bitter thing. He said a bitter thing, and I think about it all the time. I told this to you. He said, it was the best thing for me that I went off the derech. Ever since I went off the derech, everybody loves me. It's marvelous, he said. He said, everybody like talks to me and gives me, I get breakfast, and then this, and he says, I got Rabbi Weinberg, and this rabbi, everybody's my friend. And he says, when I was in yeshiva, I couldn't get the time of day from anyone. He said a word like that. And it was like a poison that I keep on hearing that all the time, the way he said. He said it like in a good humored way, but it was a shtach, you know, it was a big shtach to the establishment. It was a big shtach to say, it was kedai, ukedai, now I can be loved by all the people, the beards and pays, they're all after me. I'm like, I'm a big catch, you understand? They get me. Wow, they're all after me now. You know, you feel a certain yakus, everybody feels so excited. You know, this thing that happened recently, I'm not saying my opinion on it, because I don't know what my opinion is yet. And even if I did know, it's so unclear that if I had an opinion about it, I'd still be afraid. This might say there was this Yid Nebuch that was killed recently, that was executed. You know, this guy Grossman. You know what I'm talking about. He was a murderer. He murdered somebody. Okay. He murdered somebody. Whatever the matzav was, he murdered somebody. It's a serious thing. I have all kinds of sfeikas about it. They made it the big Indian. I have all kinds of sfeikas about it, which I'm not going to share now, about how the whole thing was done and how that looks in the eyes of the world, that whole histadlis that was made. On the other hand, it's a nefesh. Achas miyisrael, it's a shayla. That's not my point. My point is how, like, thousands of people were going meshugav, like for this guy. He's a yid. I'm not saying you shouldn't go meshugav for any yid. But you know, there's a certain heroic feeling you get when you're involved in these kind of things. There's a certain obvious excitement that comes with special projects, like when there's, God forbid, a fire, or there's this, or there's that, or there's solar flies, all these things. There's a certain excitement. And a person, it's very obvious that this is an Indian, which is an Indian of Hatzolos Nefashos. But it's not the same thing when you're rubbing in the third grade and the kid's sitting in front of you and you give him a dirty look, right? Or you give him a good look, a nice look. Then you don't feel like this, I'm saving anybody's life. It's not the same thing like the Martin Grossman case. And when they have, God forbid, there was someone who was telling me, my son was telling me that he was on the first day of Yontif, there was a little autistic boy that was lost in Flappish, you know? It happened the first day of Pesach. There was a little boy that was lost. He walked out and the whole Brooklyn was looking for this kid, and Chazda Hashem, he's okay. He's all right. The whole Brooklyn's looking. So my son was just like, every guy in shul, they get into his car, you know, on Yom Tov, and they're all like, you know, even a good natured, for instance. And they're going, but there's something else to that. There's a certain chshivas. There's a certain yakus to it. It's not the same thing that Psadik is saying, and that's a big mitzvah. I'm not saying anything in any way that's not a big mitzvah. That's not passing any judgment on the people that went crazy over how to save, how to help Martin Grossman. That became how to help Martin Grossman. How to help, he was a person that murdered somebody in cold blood. So how to help him? Good, you want to save the life of a Jew. You could, what about your own kid? What about your own Talmidim in your class? What about what's going on in our communities? The kids are being, one after the other, innocent Jewish children, are being shot down. And what about what goes on, Hashem Yoachim, that the Adon doesn't like to talk about, in Yom of abuse, all types of abuse that we can't describe, you know what I'm talking about, all kinds of abuse that go on with children. So that's not such a heroic big thing, you understand? It's not such a heroic big thing to help them, to stand up for these kids. It's not such a big thing. But the guy that's a murderer, I'm not passing on him any judgment on that guy. What he did, he lost his mind, he was a drug addict, I'm not saying. But that became like the Hatzolus Nefashis of Klal Yisrael. All the Rabbanim and the newspapers, they're taking and they're raising money. What are we going to do to save Martin Grossman? Why don't you take an extra 2 minutes with this kid from the Catskills that I met, an extra 2 minutes to give him a breakfast, to smile at him? He didn't murder anybody. He's been murdered, but he never murdered anybody. When something is like a big inyan, and a person gets all fahitzed about this inyan, it's exciting. Only the Bari Olam knows how to measure the chesivus of things. You could be a Hatzalah without ever driving an ambulance. You want to try that? You don't have to drive an ambulance. I'm not saying anything against, I don't want anybody to misinterpret. I'm not saying against, I love these people and I look up to them, not so. I'm not saying chas v'chalil. But not everybody's cut out for that, for sake, right? It's not for everybody. You want to be a Hatzalah? You can be a Hatzalah. You never have to drive an ambulance. You don't have to take the courses. What's it called? That a CPR. You don't, which is a good thing to know anyway. But you don't have to take that. You don't have to drive an ambulance. You don't have to have all kinds of machines and different things and be hooked up and coming out from under Bekesha and Shabbos the Baskol. You don't have to be in any of that. You don't have to be in anything. Can you actually have solo? It's not solo. When you take an extra 15 minutes to take a little walk with one of your children, that could use a little chizuk. That's Hatzalah. The only thing is you don't get a jacket that says Hatzalah on it. You understand? You feel like I'm just being a father. Like, what's a father? It's like, that's not a big deal. That's just a father. Klinikite. To be a father. To be a mother. Klinikite. The person's not machshav that. An extra 30 seconds and you sing a Kriya Shema with a child at night. You spend a little extra 30 seconds in bed with the kid. Maybe Mechazik will say something nice, a little story. It's not going to be written up anywhere. No one's going to hear about it. Nothing. And then Shemaim is the Ikka Chashivas. That you're Miyakir an extra 30 seconds with a child. That you're Machshiv that. And that you took the time. It's the Ikka Chashivas for the Baruch Shem. So you're not on the board of that committee of some organization that's saving kids by doing this and by doing that. Again, beautiful. That's beautiful stuff. You're not on that committee. Your committee consists of two people, you and your wife. Right? You and your husband. That's the committee. Yeah, this is the committee. And we're committed to Hatzalas Nefashis. Which Nefesh? Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, and Rivka, whatever the children's names are. We're the committee, and we're the head of this Meisad, except you don't get any stationery in this thing. Doesn't say. As a matter of fact, not only are you not honored, you get bizyonis, because the more you do for the kid, the more bizyonis you get. And it's not written anywhere. And in Shemayim, I mean anywhere in this world, in Shemayim, those are the big books on those things, Davka. That's what Tzolik says, on those things. Where a person doesn't think there's a chashivas, doesn't know that it's just he's trying to do a good thing. And he himself is giving that moment, that chashivas, and it turns to go away. So this is a very big yisoid that Reb Tzadik is saying. It's not new, it's not anything we haven't spoken about, but it's important to see it in the oisiyus. Kasha'en yedeya kol kach chashivas shabai, rak b'tmimus oisa eze dova hanira b'enef tov. Tmimus, he does something that seems to be good to him. Seems like a nice thing to do. Seems like the right thing to do. And he goes with tmimus and he does the right thing. Of course, he's doing something which is the right thing to do. It's not a mistake, he's right. It's a good thing to do. Oza filu davakal, even if it's the smallest little thing, even if it's a tiny little thing. Nachshav harbe, it's a big inyan. In Shemayim, it's a very big thing. Nachshav harbe, it's considered to be very great in Shemayim. And Reb Sada brings a very famous raya for this, that I think that everybody here has heard, has learned. Well, Ze Amru, he brings the Maimer in the Medrash Rus. Look at 60 down below, because you have the whole Maimer there. You have the whole Chazal on the bottom. Rus Rabba, see, 60. Omer Reb Yitzchak Bar Marian, Bo Akosav Lelamdach. The Pasuk is coming to teach us, Shem Odom Oysa Mitzvah, that if a person is doing a mitzvah, Ya'asena B'Lev of Shalom, do it with a full heart. Do it with Ratzon, with a full heart, with Ratzon. She'ilo Hayu Ruvain Yedeya Shakosh Baruch Hamachter Alav. If Ruvain would have ever dreamt, would have ever thought, that what? That Hashem's Baruch is going to write a whole pasuk in the Torah. That every single Jew to the end of time is going to be learning this pasuk, not just learning it, but with Rashi, and with the Ramban, and with the Sfarnam, and with all the Mefarshim, all the Midrashim. And the whole Griya is on this pasuk, that what? That says, that Kesh Baruch Hu writes, Vayishma Ruin Vayetzileim Yodim, the Ruvain went and he went to save Yosef HaTzadik's life. Vayishma Ruvain, If he would have known that Kesh Baruch was writing a whole pasuk over this, it's a whole big thing. He didn't know that. He did it anyway, because it was the right thing to do. He never dreamt that it's going to be a pasuk in Chumash. If he would have known such a thing, then Vekaspay Hayomer Lichay Tzalaviv. Then he would have made even more of Ishtahadlis, meaning he would have carried him on his shoulders. He would have put Yosef HaTzadik on his shoulders and brought him home. And if Aaron HaKohen would have known that Kadosh Baruch Hu was writing in the Chumash, Hine Yoytze L'Krascha, the Supem B'Mecholos Yoytze L'Krascha, that when it says in Torah that Aaron was going to greet Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe was worried that Aaron would be insulted, that Moshe became the big leader, and that Aaron became sort of second now in command, and instead of being insulted, Hashem told Moshe, You're wrong. Here's Aaron. And the Samach Belibo, he's the happiest person in the world. He's so happy for you. So the Medrash says that if Aaron would have known that Hashem would write such a pasuk, the Supem B'Mecholos Yoytze L'Krascha, he wouldn't have only gone with a smile. He would have gone with drums and with instruments to play. But he didn't think like that. This is just, the Aaron was just good. And he felt good for his brother. This is what is going on in the Medrash, in Rus. And if Boaz would have known, that he made for Rus, he prepared a little meal for her, right? Here you have the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador. And here you have a woman, a stranger, a Gyaris, yeah, Gyaris, not a Gyaris, but certainly somebody that's not from the Olam, from outside. And the Gadol Hador makes for her a supper. And if Boaz would have known such a thing, Agolis Mufu Thomas, he wouldn't have given her some mezainis. He would have given her a steak, a spear ribs, that means Agolis Mufu, fattened cows, calves. He would have given her a whole fleshy meal. He did the right thing. He gave her some mezainis. He was Machayah. But he never would have dreamt that this is going to be a pasuk. Never would have dreamt that this is going to be a pasuk. So back on top, after 60. So Reb Tzali brings just a few words from the Medrash. And then he says, the Zen Nikra B'Lev Sholem. So he explains. Because Reuven never dreamt that like that this is a whole big thing. I'm his brother, I gotta do something for him. And because Aaron never dreamt that this is like a whole thing, it's going to be a pasuk, and it's going to be the, he did, I'm happy, he's my brother, and I want to be Mesamechem. And because Boaz never thought, like, this is a whole big deal, and anybody knows this, and the picture's being taken, and it's a whole, he never dreamt of such a thing. There was a woman that was, he heard she was a kind woman, she was good to her mother-in-law, and she came from far away, and she left everything to be with Jews, and to be, so Boaz was a, the God of Hador did such a thing. Never thought of such a thing, what it was doing. Therefore, it was done in a very tumistic way. These things were done in a tumistic way. There's a nikra b'leiv shalom. That's called b'leiv shalom. That's called with a full heart. And yedei kol kach yakus adavar. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, if there would be a thing, a little thing in Aaron's ear saying, okay, listen, Aaron, Hashem talk, I'm talking this, Hashem, I'm talking to you. I want you to know, your brother's coming. This could either make it or break it. If you're happy for him, if you're happy for him, then you're going to get a pasuk in Chumash. And that for, till the end of time, the whole world's going to look at this and say, that wasn't anything that was part of Aaron's, it never entered his mind. Therefore, since it didn't enter the mind, the heart was a complete heart. It was a full heart. In certain ways, you know, there are problems. We talk about this a lot, and this is what Rabbi Nachman, we're going to see in the next sikh also, that, not the next one, the one after the next one, is that we know a lot. We know a lot. We think a lot. And that thinking, and I say, no, it doesn't mean that we're Tamir Chachamim, but there's a certain cleverness, and there's a certain awareness that we have, and a certain sophistication that we have, that our grandparents and great-grandparents they weren't like that for the most part. They weren't like that. Our grandparents and great-grandparents were not like that. There was a tmimus, and there was a leiv shalom, a certain hatzikai, a wholeness of heart, without knowing it says that, I don't know what the din is. You know, you could have, now you could have two people, there could be somebody like you know, somebody that needs help, and it could be that the two guys are standing there from yeshiva, and they're discussing whether it's a device, it's a drabbanon, maybe it's not even a drabbanon, because I don't know. In the meantime, one of the people from the last generation just pushes them away and helps the person, like Chazal tells about a person who's an example of a chassid shaita, is that there's a woman that fell down and she hurt herself, and this guy is not going to help her get up because of his kedusha. And there's no one else to do it, obviously. He has to help her. So chassid shaita is also chassid shaita. So chassid shaita is not something that's in Hashem's eyes is a good thing. He's standing, the person's lying on the floor and is in trouble, and he's clearing, you know, what. Maybe, could be, maybe yes, maybe no. Tmimus and b'leiv shalom. It was a very strong thing with my father, that sometimes my father would ask me to do something, whatever, and have something like that. And if I didn't go right away to do it, he didn't tell me to do it. He said, this needs to, you need to know. And if I hesitated and do it right away, so then my father said, I don't need it. It wasn't because of guilt. He just says, I don't need you to do things like that. You can't say that nowadays to kids. It's awesome. Forget it. Then don't do it. Then I said, Daddy, I'll do it. Then I would always say, no, I'm going to do it, Daddy. He says, then my father says, then don't stand there like this. Then just go do it. What do you? Go do it then. Right? Don't do me any favors. Just go do it. If you think it's the wrong thing, then tell me it's the wrong thing. But if it's the right thing, then go do it. But that's the difference between the last generation and this generation. It could be the right thing to do. It's the best thing to do. And we're looking for our notes this from yeshiva, from high school, or somewhere to see about this, about doing this thing. And they just go and they do it. And that's the ikach shivus in Hashem's eyes. When the person doesn't know the yakus of the Yakusadov, how precious this is. He would never think, just like these tzaddikim, he would never think that Hashem is writing this forever and ever in the Tanakh. He would never think of it. If he knew such a thing, then it's natural that a person would know that there's a pasuk in Tanakh, then he would, then that would motivate him to go out of his way to do more. That wasn't it for them. But when the hisaris comes because you know how important something is, and that's the motivation. To do something which is very choshev and precious in God's eyes, and you know, like Ne'ilah. Like Neela, like Hatzola, Martin Grossman, right? That you already heard that this is a very, very big thing in God's eyes. Ain't that already is Eina Oid Mitzad Etzem Chesha Kalev, Lasa, La'oisa Inin HaTayv. It's not necessarily coming from the Chesha Kalev. It's good. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem, it's always good. But the Ikar Chashivus is with that Tmimus, where the person is doing something with that, that's a Chiddush from his heart to do it. It's no longer, it's not anymore, you already know too much. It's like if you read a Maaseh from the Chafetz Chaim, and then you go do what the Chafetz Chaim did, you know what I'm saying? It's really not the Chafetz Chaim. That's what our whole generation is about, which is still better than not doing good things. Our whole generation is about having seen certain Maaseh and then trying to do those Maaseh. The difference is that when the Chofetz Chaim, when he was out in the morning, like they say, you know, I don't know how many of these things are true or not true, anything could be by the Chofetz Chaim. And whatever we know about the Chofetz Chaim is not even a drop in the ocean of the Chofetz Chaim. But somebody saw him that he was out shoveling the snow, whatever, from the, that everybody can get to the Beis Medrash, right? So when the Chofetz Chaim was shoveling the snow, he wasn't hoping that maybe someone's going to see this and it's going to end up in my biography. But if you already know the ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim and you're going to shovel the snow because you want to do like the Chofetz Chaim did, it's also a good thing. It's not an eitzah to leave it a mess. It's also a good thing. But it's not anymore you. It's the Chofetz Chaim's ma'aseh. And we already know so many ma'aseh. We already know a lot of ma'aseh. So.
In time, the Gemara was like that. Could the Kohen, one whose sons became Kohanim Gadolim? She covered the beams. So other people did it. Says the Gemara.
Right. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. When other people heard about something, and then they already became that, because why? Then it already became a davar chashuv yaker. Then became a davar chashuv yaker. Then it became already a big thing, a precious thing. It's not the same thing anymore. It's also good. Of course, it's good. Anything that's done, even if it's because you thought in the ma'aseh, of course that's good. But the Ikar Chashivus is not the same. The Ikar Chashivus is not the same because in your mind, that's in the Chofetz Chaim's biography, and then it says next to that story, it says 6, and at the bottom it says, and also Moshe Kapaya in 2010, he also did that nice. That's it. There's a footnote of this. Oh, Moshe Kapaya also, 2000, he also did that. It's not the same thing. It's different already. I'm said chashkes halev. Las is dov hayaker. Chashkes halev. To do the dov hayaker. V'zele nikur oid lev of shalom b'shleimus hagomer. Once the service is coming from somewhere else, then already it's not considered to be lev of shalom. You know, you understand it. This is a very chashkes halev thing. Is the famous thing that they say for Rav Shraga Feivel Mandalovich. I think it's from Rav Shraga Feivel. They say that the guys in the yeshiva told me they had to leave that room, they had to go to the next room for some reason. And everybody was taking their chairs to go to the next room for the shiur. And Rav Shlomo Feivel said, Shaitan, if you would have taken his chair and he would have taken your chair, everybody could have gotten their mitzvah, right? That only works for one time. And if you know that nice, and you say, hold it, I'm going to take your chair. And then we're going to have a campaign. It's going to be in the Jewish newspapers, a campaign to take other people's chairs. And then there's going to be a raffle for how many chairs you took from other people. Okay, it's still a good thing to do. But it's not the Ikach Shivas. If Shaga Faiva looked at everything in the world like that. And what do you look at? You look at something that was a chap. Shaga Faiva, you look at like a chap, really. It's a chachma. But if Shaga Faiva wasn't a chachma, Rav Shlomo Feivel was on fire to do the Ratzon Hashem. So to him it was chaval. It was like it was screaming out at him. Why are you taking your own chair? Take his chair. It was so clear to him because of his fire to do the Ratzon Hashem. And what about us? We tell all the stories, and it's a chap. It's also a chap. It's good to do that, but it's a chap. It's not the same thing. Therefore, of all the things these tzaddikim did in their lives, can you imagine? We know very little about Boaz. What do we know about Boaz from the Megillah? Very little. Aaron, very little. Very little. Reuven, I hardly know anything about Reuven. What did he write in the Chumash and in the Megillah? Not these unbelievable, earth-shattering tzidkis that these tzaddikim are doing, because they were doing unbelievable things all the time. That's not what he wrote in the Chumash. That's not the psukim are not on that. It's bedvarim kalim kailu. Davke, simple things. Davke dvarim kalim kailu. Asher bevade legedulim izayis harbe hayim sukanim. There's no question that these tzaddikim were much bigger than these ma'isim. That Boaz made a supper for her. Okay. There are much bigger things that a person like Boaz was Isaac and all kinds of, who knows, Tikkun Chatzaisis and all kinds of mikvahs and there's Baidadus and all kinds of things. Didn't write any of that in the Chumash. Not that it's not important. It's all very important. But that's not what's written in the Chumash. What's written in the Chumash is Davke, that there wasn't even a machshava what this is or what it's not. Ashmavada l'gedulam is, yeah. There's no question that they were doing all kinds of amazing things. These tzaddikim in their lives. Amazing things. What did the Baruch Shalom write in the Tanakh? That it should be forever and ever. What's written in Tanakh? A simple thing that they did, Belev Shalom, that it was not ever... It was not oil al hadas that this is a chosh of a thing. V'yikar hu b'davakal. And the ik is davke by simple things, by small things. Shebezeh en yedev le'mala alev. The person's not thinking. Le'mala alev. Shekadosh baruch hu yichtev oysa pula klal b'sev zikar. Never would think that this would be written forever in the sefer. The davke puluka zu hu mash Hashem esbaruch machtiv. And that's davke with this kind of a pula of an action is davke an act is what Hashem esbaruch writes. The vishadov is the oise v'leiv shalom. Val derech ze, and this also helps us to understand. Mash sha'omru ein hakadosh baruch hu ma'al l'gedula ad shem nasei b'davakot. We see from Moshe Rabbeinu and other tzaddikim that hakadosh baruch hu doesn't promote the person to a position of greatness without testing the person, davke with the dove of cotton. With Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the maisa with the sheep that ran away. They got fablonji and it was thirsty. And Moshe Rabbeinu went and gave it to drink and carried it back on his shoulders. That's the test for becoming Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow, that's the test. So all of us are thinking, I could have done that. So I should have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that the test? Moshe Rabbeinu. Got hundreds on all the tests, on all the big tests where it was clear and understood the chshivas and the yakris of the Ratzon Hashem. But to go and to run after that little sheep that was thirsty, and the way that he took care of it, that's what Chazal is saying. Because the davar cotton is what's megala the pnimius halev, the rotzen halev, toivas halev. Dafke bedover katan. The bedover gadol ain kol kach nisayin in yamid bay. It's not such a big nisayin to pass a dover gadol, the big test. Dafke bedover katan. The person thinks it's a dover katan and to pass that test. The rak dover katan. She'en amala alev. But when it's a dover katan, where the person didn't think for a second, she'esh b'ze'eze inyan mitzvah v'aveira. He didn't think for a second that there's some kind of big mitzvah or an aveira over here. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira with an animal. Didn't think like that. Rak mitzad atzmai. Only mitzad atzmai. How betivai hatoiv. Lahetiv l'rachim alabriyas. Because he has rachmanis. Rachmav al kol masav, like I was saying from the Rebbe Mizushi the other day, because he has rachmanis, because it's a little sheep. It has rachman. He has rachmanis. It's not a sugya in the din of tzar b'lechayim. Like I had a conversation with a couple recently, where he brought his wife. It's a newlywed couple, and he brought his wife flowers, and she thanked him for the flowers on Erev Shabbos. And he says to Beferish, I read in a sefer that that's a good thing to do. That's it. Shkoyach. You read in a sefer, it's a good thing to do. And I had a whole talk with them about, so he doesn't understand what's wrong with that mahalach. What's wrong with that mahalach? And she doesn't understand how he doesn't understand. I'm trying to explain that your wife, all she wants is your heart to overflow. And when it overflows, then there are flowers. Not because you use the yellow highlighter, and you said, and you, it's part of your limud. And he said it to Farish like that. Also other things like that too. The Farish. Salamdas. He saw Namusa Saifa. Or Chavrusa told him that it's a good thing to do. Again, it is a good thing to do, but that's not it. That's not it, because it says in the Sefer, it's a Dover Yoker, it's a Dover Choshev. That's not what is Mechayah. What's Mechayah is the sense that she gets that there's something that's overflowing from his heart, from the Toiv Leiv, not because he saw it as a din, or because he read it in the Sefer. Not to say it's not good, but that's not the ikkar chashivas. And if she feels that way, then the Baruch Shalom certainly feels that way when we do things like that. Which doesn't mean we shouldn't do everything. Of course, we do everything that's written, we do everything. But the ikkar chashivas, that's what he says. Because, rak mitzad atzmai, b'tivai hatoiv lahetiv l'rachim l'abriyas. That Yid has a toiv to be merachim al habriyos. Zeh hanisayin el etzem shorish b'toiv. That is a test for the etzem hashorish of the person. It gets to the root of who the person is. It gets to that essence of the person. Ad sheroy lias roish alfa Yisrael. The person is roy lias roish alfa Yisrael. I want to share with you this hashgacha pratis because it was a sefer that I was looking for this morning in the house, and I need for something tomorrow, and I found the sefer. And my wife had been using this sefer earlier in the year or last year, I don't know exactly when, and she's very very conscientious. She's not like me. When she gives a shiur, she almost prepares a lot and looks up and does and goes to the library. She's like really really prepared. She comes in prepared. So she has all these like good tzetlach, you know, that she looks up things. And this one was Behesach Hadas, that it happened that this sefer that I needed for tomorrow, that I opened it up, and this page came out. And there's a thing, you know, there was a television show called Mr. Rogers. I never saw it. But it's a famous thing. I don't know if he's alive or not, but it was a famous thing many years ago when we were kids. But that was very, very popular. Millions of kids used to watch this. And this person, Mr. Rogers, my wife was telling me she read it in a book about him. He was a chosh of a person. No, it's not a joke. He was a chosh of a person. He was an Ish Toiv. not from the Ben Druz, but a person who is a Toiv, a guter Mensch. And there are many things that there were about him that he did. There were very, very good things that he did. And so she found this in some book, and I found this in that sefer. A high school student wrote to ask, what was the greatest event in American history? Wrote to this Mr. Rogers, what was the greatest event in American history? I can't say. However, I suspect that like so many great events, it was something very simple and very quiet, with little or no fanfare, such as someone forgiving someone else for a deep hurt that eventually changed the course of history. The really important great things are never sent to stage of life's dramas. They're always in the wings. That's why it's so essential for us to be mindful of the humble and the deep, rather than the flashy and the superficial. Very beautiful, no? How much beautiful. And my wife told me that he was such a person, that he was constantly, you know, looking out for people and doing things and things that were not on the show that they did for children, that was toiv, for good to mention. That's why it's so essential, is to be mindful of the humble and the deep rather than the flashy and the superficial. Because the flashy and the superficial, which is a very big Indian now, even you see with these, you can't even talk about these things around, but all these, with these tzedakas that we've spoken about, the chevra, and they made like the things to make everything flashy and superficial. And if it's something which causes people to give more tzedakah somehow to help people, I don't know, maybe. But it's hard to believe that those kind of things have a chayin and a chshivas in the Rebbeinu Shlom's eyes. The Rebbeinu Shlom, the ikkud by the Rebbeinu Shlom is with these kind of things, the Ram Katan and Kal and to be in that place of being a toif life. So Hashem's Baruch Hu should help us that we should not talk about, we should be like that. And we'll finish that last piece from Sadiq Mitzvah next Monday. Shkai.